It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Another day, another mass shooting in America. Actually, the 129th in this year so far, and we're only a day 87. An attacker armed with three guns, two of them reportedly AR-15 assault rifles, killed three adults and three 9-year-old children Monday at the Covenant School, a private Christian school in Nashville. The suspect, who was killed in a shootout with police, was identified as 28-year-old Audrey Hale, a former student who had done surveillance and drawn maps of the building and had a manifesto. Video was released of the shooter's entry into the school by shooting out the front door. Now, reports about who this person is are still all over the place. One takeaway is that media outlets do not know how to accurately report on a trans person. Records indicate that Audrey Hale was a trans man who used he, him pronouns. Some reports saying he used the name Samantha Hyde. Others say Aiden. Now, as with all these shootings, I will not say the name of the shooter again, as the murderer deserves no recognition. Instead, we'll focus on the victims, six of them. 61-year-old Mike Hill, a custodian at the school, 60-year-old Catherine Kuntz, and 61-year-old Cynthia Peake, a substitute teacher there, and the three children, all 9 years old. Hallie Scruggs, the daughter of the senior pastor at the church, the other two, Evelyn Dickhouse and William Kinney. This should not be happening. There was a moment, as all the news crews were gathered to do their stand-up in front of the school, when a woman approached the microphones. Ashby Beasley, a survivor of the Highland Park shootings. Seriously.
Aren't you guys tired of covering this? Aren't you guys tired of being here and having to cover all of these mass shootings? I'm from Highland Park, Illinois. My son and I survived a mass shooting over the summer. I am in Tennessee on a family vacation with my son, visiting my sister-in-law. I have been lobbying in D.C. since we survived a mass shooting in July. I have met with over 130 lawmakers. How is this still happening? How are our children still dying, and why are we failing them? Gun violence is the number one killer of children and teens. It has overtaken cars. Assault weapons are contributing to the border crisis and fentanyl. We are arming cartels with our guns and our loose gun laws. And these shootings and these mass shootings will continue to happen until our lawmakers step up and pass gun safety legislation. I'm pretty sure this was an unsecured weapon that this teenager got a hold of. We can't even pass gun safety, like safe storage laws in this country, to protect kids from getting a hold of weapons that they shoot each other with. Aren't you guys tired of this? You guys sick of it? We have to do something. We all have to call our lawmakers, and we all have to make our lawmakers make change now, or this is going to keep happening, and it's going to be your kid and your kid and your kid and your kid next, because it's just a matter of time.
In other news, protests work. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced on Monday that he was holding off for a month on his controversial overhaul of the country's judiciary, which has triggered mass protests and strikes. His reversal came after the leader of a powerful far-right party expressed openness to a delay. Netanyahu had fired his defense minister, Yoav Gallant, for breaking with the right-wing government's proposal and saying that the plan was too divisive and was a danger to state security. Protesters say that the plan, which gives the government more power to appoint judges and curbs the Supreme Court's authority to overturn laws, would cancel crucial checks and balances and amounts to an attack on Israel's democracy. Well, that Manhattan grand jury examining the hush money that the former guy allegedly paid to porn star Stormy Daniels was back in session on Monday, hearing repeat testimony from a key witness, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. So obviously, an indictment is not coming, well, a week ago today or today. Of course, the former guy predicted he was going to be arrested last week, but there was no indication on Monday that the grand jury had even voted on an indictment. Moral of the story? Don't believe anything Donald Trump says. Okay, moving along. Another train derailed, again spilling hazardous materials. This one was a Canadian Pacific train. It derailed in rural North Dakota on Sunday. Local authorities and the railroad said there's no threat to public safety. Of course they did. And we've heard very little about it. So I'm just throwing it out there. Of course, we can't get through a What's Newscast without a little Florida news, and this one's as disgusting as any. The governor here signed historic legislation Monday that's set to give every student K through 12 in Florida access to a voucher to attend private school, making it just the latest to offer, quote, universal school choice. Really. Starting this fall, the policy change has the potential to add thousands of students to the state's voucher enrollment, whether they leave a traditional public school or already attend a private school without a scholarship or are even homeschooled. Florida Republicans are touting this as the largest expansion of school choice in the nation's history. Democrats are calling it a coupon for millionaires, and I'll say it's going to put the final nail in the coffin of Florida's public education system. Why do you think I call it Florida? And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.